It's good. The singing we do before Shir, the idea behind it that we started the minhag when we moved into this new bais, the idea behind the singing before Shir that we usually do is to open up the lave, to open up our hearts, to be able to be makabel the words of Torah and the words of Chizik and Osiris. So we started that minhag to sing the berditchover before Shir. We're not going to sing the berditchover tonight because it's a little bit late. And the emes is, after having a siyum on Maseches Makos by Daniel Aaron, to have such a siyum, there's no need to open up our hearts to Torah. There's no greater way to open up our hearts and to want to grow and want to learn in Torah than to be part of such a siyum, to be part of a mamish, to see and to feel the Amelus B'Torah, the Avas HaTorah, and therefore mamish, our hearts are open and ready to learn Torah. To be Messiah, many, many more Masechtas, and to feel the Simch of Torah, Pekudei Hashem, Yishar, Mesam Chilev.
Amen.
So, Mamish, there's a lot to prepare for. We're holding right now Erev Shabbos Kodesh of the final Shabbos of the year. The final Shabbos of the year. And we're within the week already. Within the 7-day week of the Halig Yontav of Rosh Hashanah Yom Adin. It's a powerful time. It's a very serious time. And we have to prepare. We can't just walk into Rosh Hashanah and think we're going to just show up and be Matzliach. So we have a whole month of Elul and days of blowing shofar and L'davar Hashem Yerishi. You know, but it's interesting when you think about Rosh Hashanah and what the avodah of Rosh Hashanah is. So most of what we do on Rosh Hashanah is very similar to what we do the rest of the year. We're going to daven on Rosh Hashanah. Hopefully each and every one of us davened already 3 times earlier today. So maybe the words of tefillah are a little different. And maybe it's a little bit lengthier, but nice. It's tefillah, it's Shemona Esrei, Ashrei, Shema, Baruch Hu, meaning we're going to daven. We're going to have sudas. We're going to have sudas in Rosh Hashanah. As Jews, we're used to having sudas. Tomorrow night, we're also going to have a nice suda. A lot of us today had some nice sudas. You know, we like to have sudas whenever we could. Okay, so we have some special foods, some simanim. We'll dip the apple in honey. But ultimately, we're going to daven and we're going to eat. Hopefully we're going to find time to learn some Torah, V'gisa bo yom v'layla, as much as we can, which hopefully we did already today and we're doing now. Most of the avodah of Rosh Hashanah, of what we do in Rosh Hashanah, is exactly what we do every single day of the year, hopefully. Maybe in a little bit of a different wave and different way to do it, but ultimately, it's davening, it's learning, it's eating. So thinking about it, I think what really separates the day, in a certain sense, not just b'machshava, but in action, is tkiyas shofar. The shofar is something that's new. The shofar is something that's different. The shofar is the mitzvah sayom. Yes, it's true. All of Elul, every day we're blowing shofar in the morning. But as we all know, the shofar of Elul is only minog. And that's why the one day of Elul that we don't even blow shofar is Erev Rosh Hashanah, next Wednesday morning. And one of the reasons we don't blow shofar in Erev Rosh Hashanah is to lahavdil, to differentiate between the minog and the mitzvah. If you didn't hear a shofar today, it's not the biggest deal. You didn't do anything wrong. It's not a mitzvah, it's not a chiv. It's definitely not a deraisa. So what really separates Rosh Hashanah, in a certain sense, is mitzvah's shofar, the shofar. We have to understand how important, how chashuv, how powerful that shofar is. I read a story of Elazar Rokeach. So he was on a ship. Finally, after many years, making his way from Chutz Laaretz to Eretz Yisrael. He was very excited, as all of us have been anytime we travel to Eretz Yisrael. But here he was waiting for years. He's finally going to make it to Eretz Yisrael. And as we know, Eretz Yisrael's nickname is Bisurin. Nothing so simple, nothing so pashut. And so the boat found itself in this major storm. And mamish, the rivers and the oceans are raging. and it's mamish water coming on the boat, and it's moving, swaying back and forth. And you can imagine what it was, mamish how we have in our heads by the story of Yonah. It's mamish what we have in our heads by the story of Yonah. And they're all praying, and what are they going to do? It was the middle of the night of Rosh Hashanah. It was the middle of night Rosh Hashanah when this was occurring. And Elazar Keach, he said to his chassidim, he says, go bring me the shofar. And they brought him the shofar. And he waited, and all night long was a raging storm, and it was very scary, and it felt like sakana. And right at Alos HaShachar, right in the morning, the moment it hit daybreak, because as you know, the mitzvah shofar is only by day. As the pasuk says, Yom Trua Yelachem, Yom Trua. You can't be yoitzeh to the mitzvah at night. So the media, when it hit Alos HaShachar, day dawn, he blew the shofar. And when he blew the shofar, mamish, everything became calm. And it was all good. And they were safe, and they safely made their way to Eretz Yisrael. The koyach of the shofar. You know, the Heilige Arvei Nachal brings down that the shofar of Rosh Hashanah is similar to the shofar that brought down the walls of Yericho. Because when we hear the shofar, it can bring down any walls that are a mechitza, that are in between us and Avinu Shemayim. The koyach of the shofar. How so? How does the shofar work? How does the shofar work? So I saw mamish a tremendous yisod in the Berach Chaim of Melech Biderman. I want to first a little bit. We do. I said this year I was going to take upon myself. I said it a few weeks ago that we're gonna start handing out a few, not a lot, but just a few of the Ikar Makoros that we go through. Not all the Gemaras and not all the Medrashim. So I mamish. Finally today, which is the last, tonight's the last shiur of the year. We made a couple Makairis, there's a front and a back, two different Makairis. So you can see a little bit inside and we can learn together. The first, are there more source sheets?
Yeah, there are more.
The first Makar is from the Tanya, the Heilige Tanya. The Heilige Tanya from Shner Zalman of Leadi, the first Lubavitcher Rebbe. I'm not going to ask right now for guys to raise their hand, but if you haven't yet learned through Tanya, you should learn Tanya. Make a Seder twice a week for a half hour. And I know there are guys in this room who focus in different areas, and that's totally beautiful and wonderful. Mashaliba Chavitzbo, I'm not one to push which areas to focus in your limudim, and vada, the ikr, is definitely Gemara and Shas and Paiskim. That's the ikr limud for everybody, and that's where everything else is built upon. And some guys are a little bit more into machshava, and some a little more into musar, some a little more halacha, and some more into chumish, and it's all beautiful and wonderful. But I'll tell you, even if you're not into chassidus on the larger level, Tanya is just, it's a sefer which is, first of all, it's makar of all their chassidus in a certain sense. It's the Bible of chassidus, but it's more than that. It's a philosophical Jewish work that explains so much of Yiddishkeit in a way that I don't know how one really could deeply live without in a certain sense. And I think it's a very important limud for everybody. It's not an easy limud. It's a very difficult limud. It's shaykh to get a good chavrus in it, maybe, perhaps. Or it's a very important limud. It got me very, very upset. A parent who didn't know, is not holding, whatever, this week reached out to me and said something that his son, who's Shana Aleph in yeshiva, and he went to buy a Tanya this week because one of the rabbeim is learning Tanya, and the parent was afraid that what's becoming of his son, what's going to be of his son. And I said, Baruch Hashem, what's going to be your son? He's going to be holding you as an Eved Hashem and have a depth in Torah and a Yiddishkeit. Okay, Bez Hashem, we should all... So let's learn a little Tanya together. Sefer Shal Beinanim. If we understand what Beinanim is, Lufi the Tanya, Halavai, we should all be Beinani. That's not for now. So he says as follows. This is in Perek Tes in the Tanya. Vinemako Mishkan Nefesh Habahamas Shemeklipas Noga Bechol Ish Yisrael who believe. The place of the Nefesh Habahamas. Now I don't have the time now to go through all of the different levels of Neshama Nefesh, but The Nefesh HaBahamas, as it said, is the animalistic soul. It's, in a certain sense, the lowest level of the soul which all living beings have. It's not the higher level of the Chelek HaKamimah Mamash of the Neshama. The Nefesh HaBahamas, Shemeklipas Noga B'chol Yisrael Hu B'Lev. The Meklipas Noga is the part that every Yid has and can be turned and should be turned towards positive, basically. And where is it? Listen closely. B'chol Smali. In the left side, in the hollow left side of the heart, shumale dam, which is full of blood. V'ksiv ki hadam hu hanefesh. Right? The dam, the blood, within the blood is the nefesh. That's the nefesh of Bahamas. As the pasuk says, as we all know. But listen to what he says here. L'chein, therefore, kol hataivos vasif aros v'kas v'domeim him b'lev. All our taivos, meaning all our averas, all our temptations, all of our anger, all of our negative character traits, they're found in the heart. And from the heart, that's where they spread out to the rest of the body. And then they go into the mind and they cause us to think about these things and think about the taivas that we want to do and think about looking at things that are inappropriate and doing things that are inappropriate and whatever it might be. Just like the blood sources in the heart, and within the blood are these taivas and is all this. And the blood goes throughout the rest of the limbs. So too, the taivas are based there and go to the rest of the body. And also goes up to the brain and the head. So we see from here, basically, just to understand this Tanya, that when we sin, when we do anything wrong, when we are involved in a chait, when we give in to our taiva, we give in to our temptations, we're not careful with Shmir Sanayim, we're not careful with Shmir Sabris, we're not careful with the way we speak, we're not careful with holding back from being angry. Where's that tumah found? Where's the source of that tumah? In our dam, in our blood. And then it gets through the blood to the rest of the body and play game the rest of the body. And that blood, that's in part of that Nefesh HaBahamas. So based on that, listen as follows, Chevra. The Imri Emes, the Heli Geir Reva. He says, the Gemara Nida Daf Lamed Tes says, Charada misalekes damim. Charada misalekes damim. What does that mean? When one is scared, when one is afraid, what happens to that person? He becomes white in the face. His whole body, when you're really scared, you're petrified, you're white. Fear removes blood. Right? So comes the Imri Emes and says, if our taivas and our averas is found in the dam, based on what the Tanya just described to us, what's the shofar supposed to do? It's supposed to, you talk about shofar, we're supposed to, what is the blowing of the shofar? It's supposed to give us a sense of fear, it's supposed to be a little pachad, a little moira. I have this chus in the morning to blow shofar during El in my minyan. This morning, I guess, I blew a little bit louder than I generally does. And one of the guys came over to the Rebbe, you blew so loud this morning, he really scared me. He says, Baruch Hashem, that's what it's supposed to do. And the idea we're saying here is the shofar is supposed to scare you. Why? What does that scare? So obviously, on a pasha level, it means it's a wake-up call. And we should be scared of our averus and scared to do tshuva and in awe of the Rabboni Shel Ma'avir Shemayim Yir Zachet. But here also, B'derach Drush, the Rebbe is saying, Charadim is alekes domim. It removes the blood, meaning it will somehow, it has a koyach to remove the chait. The shofar, if we pay attention to that shofar. The shofar, why? Because the shofar could ultimately ignite the greatest tshuva. Mamish, the shofar is there to wake us up and to take away our averos and to remind us it's time to be clean again. It's time to cleanse our blood of all tumah. Now, misalekes hadamim, remove it and go through a cleansing process. And do tshuva. The gift and the gift of tshuva, we understood what this gift is. What the abilities we have right now are. You know, the Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos, yeah, please. The Gemara in Brachos, Daf Yud, says Chizkiyo HaMelech was afraid. He didn't want to get married. Why? Why? Because he saw who's going to come from him? Menashe. He said Menashe is going to come from him,
who mamish is a baal choyte machte, and he didn't want, he said, he had some nevuah that he's going to, Menashe is going to come from him, it's better not to get married. That was his thought process. So Rav Yonis and Haibshus asks, in Yaros Dvash, if he was a Navi, he had Navua, and he was able to see that Menashe is going to come from him, why couldn't he also see that Menashe is going to do tshuva? He saw Menashe going to come from him, so he couldn't see Menashe going to do tshuva? Why didn't he see Menashe going to do tshuva? So listen to what Rabbi Yonis and Haibshus says. We see from here that tshuva is so l'malim in ateva. Tshuva is on such a high level that even those tzaddikim who have nevuah and can see prophecy and see into the future and have ruach hakodesh, tshuva they can't even grasp. Tshuva is higher than all that. So he's able to see into the future, able to have prophecy, but the tshuva you can't connect, you can't see it. It's too great. That's what it means. Also, we know Chazal teach us tshuva was created before the world. It's above and beyond anything in this world. It's l'malim in ateva. And we now have the opportunity of tshuva. Right now, more so than any time in the year. We're not going to grab onto it. We're not going to listen to that shofar and wake up and be scared to remove any taiva and anything within us. We're just going to sit back and live through the days like they're normal days. And hope that on Rosh Hashanah I'll be inspired because the Chveis I'll be in Uman. Or I'll be... wherever we are, you just close your eyes and you could be an Uman. Whatever you want to say, whatever does it for you.
Say the word.
We have to grab on and start doing tshuva now. We have to do tshuva now. And now is the time. Now is the most conducive time. There's a Torah I shared this a couple weeks ago at a women's share, but I'm going to share it with the Chevra. I might have shared it with the Chevra before, but the Torah that I heard, that I learned for the first time. How many years am I married? It was 17 years ago. Summer 17 years ago.
2000.
Tafshin Samach. Tafshin Samach. On NC's Way Kolel. Back in Efrat. The last year NC's Way Kolel was in Efrat. So that summer was my first year married, and I was on Entzis Vekolel together with my wife, and was there as a Skan Mashkiach, I gave a night cheer. And that was the first year that Rav Shechter and Rav Torsky came on Entzis Vekolel as well. And it was Moyerdik, obviously. Anyone who's a lot in the room have been on Entzis Vekolel and know to be with Rav Shechter and Rav Torsky. I have a great picture. Torsky used to play ball with us. I have a great picture, so if everyone's, I think I know where it is, of myself, my wife, Rav Torsky and his Rebbetzin going jeeping together. And I remember Rav Torsky was wearing a Chicago Bulls hat. And we were trying to make a little bit of leitzanus with him. I said, so new Rebbe, the Rebbe's a Michael Jordan fan? And he starts laughing, you know. Not sure if he knows who Michael Jordan is, but... anyways. So Rav Torsky, that year... like some years, and Entzis Vekolel was already like this year as well. No, not this year. This year wasn't. Some years it was Elul already started in Entzis Vekolel, and Rosh Chodesh Elul gave a big tshuva shir to the whole kollel. And he said over the following Torah. I remember it like yesterday. You know, there's some Torahs are so there, they're so powerful. This is from 17 years ago, and Mamish, I could see it. I know exactly where I was in the room, and I hear it. And it's made a roish on me every single year this time of the year I think about it. Every single year. He said the first, if you open up a Rambam Hilchos Tshuva, the first Rambam Hilchos Tshuva says, Kol mitzvah shebetorah bein asa. Sorry, I didn't photocopy this one. Kol mitzvah shebetorah bein asa bein los asa. Every mitzvah of the Torah, whether positive or negative, im over adam ha'achas man bein bezadam bein mishkaga. If you do an avera, you do a lav, or you're mevatel an asa. You went a day without putting tefillin chas v'shalom. You spoke lashon hara, whatever the avera may be. Kisha yasa tshuva v'yasha mechato. When you happen to tshuva, then chayev levadus, you're obligated to do vidoy. So he said, from the lush, the Rambam, so we do it in the lush, from the lush of the Rambam, he doesn't say chayev lasos tshuva, you're obligated to tshuva. He says, when you happen to tshuva, you should also, you're obligated then to confess. But it seems to be from the lush of the Rambam, tshuva is your choice. Tshuva is voluntary. It's like a mitzvah, a kumvasei, not necessarily a a kiyum mitzvah, not a chiyuv mitzvah. If you want to do it, great. If not, it's no big deal. He doesn't have a lashon chayiv lasos tshuva. Okay, it's a possibility. It's a possibility that that's what the mitzvah tshuva is, and that's what it sounds like from the Rambam here. But then if you open up in Perek Beis, Halacha Zayin, the Rambam says, Yom HaKippurim, on Yom Kippur Uzman, Tshuva L'chol Yachad. The Rambam is a time of tshuva for the individual and for the masses. V'ukeitz Mechilus Lich Yisrael, it's the end of the atonement period for Klal Yisrael. L'fichach, therefore, listen to the Lashon of Rambam, Chayovim HaKol Lazos, Tshuva. You're obligated to do tshuva. There he says, Chayiv Lazos Tshuva. Techiv. You have to do it. You don't have a choice. Which one is it? Is it Kishe Yas Tshuva? Or is it a chiyuv? So Tversky said so beautifully. He said, if you, and I'm sure some of you picked up on this when I read it, those of us that are medayik and think when we're learning and are textualized, the first Rambam didn't say specifically a time, it's tshuva all year long. The second Rambam says, b'yom ha-kippurim. The first Rambam is all year long, the second Rambam is yom ha-kippurim, meaning what? He said as follows, all year long, of course there's a mitzvah of tshuva. But it's a voluntary mitzvah. If you want to grab onto it and do it, great. If not, you're not doing anything wrong. You know why? Because God understands each and every one of us and knows that change, to grow, is the hardest thing in the world. To really change something about ourselves is very hard. So all year long, of course, anytime you can do tshuva, but God's not going to expect it of you. He's not going to obligate it of you. It's something, if you want to grab onto, great. Comes along Yom Kippur. You go through a whole month of El with shofar, with L'David, we have a few Svardim with Slichot, and we're going to all be starting saying Slichot this Matzah Shabbos Kodesh.
Tuesday night.
Mirz Hashem, Tuesday night. We'll send out an email Tuesday night at the OL, we'll have Slichot. If you're a Newman, you're Newman, but otherwise we do Slichot at the OL. It's been, for the last, I don't know, many, many, many years, at least 10 years, it's been something, a very, very special night. We do it in the room where they sell the Svarim. About 10 minutes, I'll send an email, 10 minutes before Chatzos. I'll give 10 minutes of Chizuk, and then Chatzos. Wait to go into the oil to after we finish. I know it's going to be late, but if you go earlier, you got to stand in line for an hour. By the time we finish, which will be about 1:45, you'll be able to go straight into the oil and be able to daven by the
Rebbe. Mikvah first.
You know, mikvah go before Slichos, yeah. Anyways, Lameisa, we're going to say Slichos. And then it's going to come Rosh Hashanah, we're going to be in shul all day Rosh Hashanah, and then we're going to have a Sar Shmei Tshuva, and we change our davening, or Shemanesh, or Hamelech HaKadosh, and we do Tashlich, and we do Kaparis, and we do, and then it's going to be Yom Kippur, we're going to be fasting, and we're not going to be washing, and we're going to be in shul all day. And you're not going to do tshuva? It's the most conducive time in the world, in the year. How could you not do tshuva? And therefore the Rambam says, now Chayav Lasas tshuva. Now you're obligated. How could you not? And that's this time in the year for each and every one of us. This time in the year, right now, as we, okay, it's not Yom Kippur yet, but we have the opportunity of tshuva, and the shofar is blowing to put that pachad and be mesalek nedam, get rid of all the taiva in our blood. How can we not? But it's up to, it doesn't happen like that, just magically. If we hear a shofar, it's going to remove it. That's the call, that's the trigger to each, the symbol to each and every one of us to do the tshuva. But we have to do tshuva. Each and every one of us needs to do tshuva. It's an opportunity of a lifetime. You know, I sat here last night, right around this, last night, with a chassan, Moshe David, who got married tonight. It was such a beautiful chassana. He's in Romer and Teaneck earlier tonight. Mein Olam Haba, Moshe David Golombek. Such a nacha, such a tzaddik. And he came here last night to talk, and he was over for a while, and we were doing achana for the chassana tonight. It was amazing. It was such nachas as a chas, and the ikkar of what you think, there's so many things we could speak about, and there were a lot of things we spoke about. I'm not going to mention all of them now. Maybe Yavin. But one of the most, the largest portion of what we spoke about, and this was from him, not from me. I always speak to every chas about this, but more what he wanted to talk about. I think there's so many things to talk about. Chas and Shalom Bayis. The main thing he wanted to talk about was the koyach of the Yom HaChuppah and how it's a day of Meichon al Kavonosov. The Yom Kippur of Yom HaChuppah. The Hischadshus of Yom HaKippur. The tshuva for the past. And what he's doing, and if he's doing it right, and how he could. And it was incredible. Because he understood that it's a once in a lifetime Yom Kippur, and I have to grab onto that and do the most with it, and make the most of it. He understood it. We have to understand we're in the middle of that, each and every one of us now. And we have to make the most of this. And there's an expectation that's not during the rest of the year. And what an opportunity for a fresh start, for a new beginning. It's beautiful, it's wonderful. Let's wake up and look what's going on. It's amazing. I said some of the chaver heard this. I said this over the first time I shared this. I couldn't not. When I learned the Torah, what the Torah I'm about to say over, I learned at the Kaisel a few weeks ago. And when I learned the Torah, part of me right away said, "Oh, I can't wait to say this over Thursday night shiur." I'm Amish. That's what I was thinking. But then it just happened to be right afterwards, because that some of the Talmidim asked me to speak to Shalvim. The Rav Ari Waxman, Shalvim was coming to the Kaisel for Mincha for the first time. It was 2 days into the Zman. So I had the schuss to speak at the Kaisel to the Shana Aleph of Shalvim. And I had a whole other Torah I really wanted to say over, which I did say over. And then this Torah I just saw that morning, I couldn't not share it. So I couldn't hold it in. Mom is tremendous. You know, it's from the, I saw it in the Ber Chaim. He says it from the Tanya. He didn't say where in the Tanya, so I'm just quoting it from the Ber Chaim. I don't think it's in the Tanya, the Sefer Tanya. It's some other Torah that was said over from the Tanya. The Medrash says, a very famous Medrash, we all know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps his own Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps his own Torah. So Tanya wanted to know, where do we see that the Rabbi Nishon blows shofar? There's a mitzvah tkiyas shofar. Where do we see Rabbi Nishon in the Torah blow shofar? So you know where the Tanya says? In Parshas Bereishis, the pasuk says, "Vayipach ba'apav nishmas chayim." Vayipach ba'apav nishmas chayim. Then what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He blew into Adam Arishon the neshama. That was him blowing shofar. That was him blowing shofar. So what do we see? But what happened then at that moment? At that moment he gave life. He gave chiyas. He created a birya chadasha. In other words, what is the Tanya really trying to teach each and every one of us? He wasn't just telling us, the answering the question, "Oh, that's where it is." He's trying to give us the essence and the depth and the mahus of shofar. And that is that the shofar is going to come and help us create a birya chadasha. A new beginning, a fresh start. The past is in the past. What an opportunity! And that's what the shofar does. And we have to wake up and see that and listen to that. And utilize that to do serious tshuva. The problem sometimes is as follows. We spoke about this already last week, and I want to give one other eitzah. And this is also a Torah I shared a few weeks ago, a woman shared, and I've shared it before, but it's of my favorite Torahs of this time of the year. So I can't not share it on a Thursday night. Because we asked last week and we gave one answer. The truth is, even if we're inspired, even if we're mechazik ourselves through shofar and through what we're talking about tonight, to do tshuva, lemaisa, tshuva is very, very hard. It's really hard to change, even this time in the year, to really be different. We know in the past sometimes we take kabbalas and it lasts for 2 days, 3 days, and then we're back to the same person. And areas that we've been struggling in, some of us have been struggling for 10 years. And we're up and down, and sometimes it feels like I'm never going to get past it. And even if I do, I'll get past it for a week. I'll be good for a Tzarek Shmei Tshuva. And maybe for until Sukkot, and maybe during Sukkot, at best. How could I really be about Tshuva? And there's so many different... Then also we start to look into our life, and if we want to try to do Cheshbon HaNefesh and be honest with ourselves, I have to fix everything about my life. My davening is not what it should be. My learning is not what it should be. My Bein Allah Chavero, my proactive chesed is not where it should be. My Lashon Hara, my Mamish terrible, my Nivel Peh, I don't know, places, it's so, every area, so much. So Mamish, here we have a Torah from Rav Tam, and I photocopied this Torah. I've said over this Torah before. I've never learned this with the Chavar inside for sure. Not, this is a Torah you're going to want to keep. This is a, I think. This is a Torah that... Yeah, and we're going to learn it together and read it inside. This is one of those Torahs you might want to hang up on your wall. For sure, for these days.
Let's sing.
It's Mamish, right? We all know. We'll sing after. But we all know the words. We all know the words to the Mishnah that it's based on. It's the last Mishnah in Yuma. Tanan B'Sov Pe, we're going to learn it. Let's just learn it together. This is from the Sefer Atar Lamelech, which is Rav Pam Sefer, Rav Pam Zatzal. Avram Yaakov HaKoyim Pam. Tanan besof Perek Basta de Yuma. It says at the end of Perek Basta de Yuma. Let's just learn. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Ashreichem Yisrael. Praiseworthy is Yisrael. In front of who are you purified and who purifies you? Your Father in heaven. We've said a beautiful Nesiv Shalom on this as well. Some of the Chavar may remember. Shenemar v'zarakti lechem ayim torah metartem. One pasuk that it says, I sprinkled upon you purifying water and purified you. But a second pasuk Rabbi Akiva quotes, v'omer mikvah Yisrael Hashem. Hashem is our mikvah. Ma mikvah metarsh tamei, ma fekosh baruch metarsh Yisrael. Just like a mikvah is metara, those who are tamei, so to Hashem is metaras. Everybody here knows the Mishnah. So what's he say? Hine nizkru kanshne in yonin tara hazov etzvilah. Rabbi Akiva felt the need for some reason to mention two types of purification, two different psukim, the sprinkling of the paraduma, and a mikvah. Why do you need to do that? Why did Rabbi Akiva have to give two different psukim of how Hashem purifies us? Ubir ha-goyin ha-tzadik ha-kadosh av-bezdin de-kovna b'noi shol ha-goyin Rabbi Yitzchak Chochan and zeich ha-tzadik l'vracha.
Shiva.
You gotta put this up in the yeshiva.
Yeah. Don't take it down.
Rabbi Yitzchak Chochan's son. The shoyne, listen to this lashon. He says it's brought down in a sefer in the yeshiva Shmuel. The shoyne taras mechat is mitaras mikvah. The purification process of the parah aduma is very different than a mikvah. Listen to the lashon. Listen to this. Mamish tremendous. Look into my mikvah. Eino mitar as atome at sheyichnas l'tocho b'chol gufo mebli shetetze afilu sh'ara achas. The mikvah only works if your entire guf is inside the mikvah, engulfed in the mikvah, and even if one hair is outside, it doesn't work. By women, you have a mikvah lady who watches to ensure that every drop, every hair is immersed in the mikvah. Everything has to be in. If you go into mikvah, you keep your hand out of the mikvah, it's like you didn't go into the mikvah. It doesn't count. It doesn't work. Mashen kein mechatos, different by the paraduma. Shimnaflo aver echod, that if the paraduma, the sprinkling water of the paraduma went on one limb, afilo arosh etzbo, even on the tip of your finger, or arosh svaso, or on your lip, also lo hazak mavur barambam, that sprinkling works. You don't have to be splashed by the water. It has to touch one drop of your body. So the mikvah and the meichatas are different. Listen to what Rav Pam learns from here. It's not Rav Pam, Rav Pam from the son of Rabbi Yitzchak Chochan. V'gam b'tshuva, and listen to what Rabbi Akiva is teaching each and every one of us. At the end of Perek Yom HaKippurim. Gam b'tshuva yesh tei b'chinas elu. By tshuva also, we have these two levels. Yesh bal tshuva asheh b'chol libo b'chol nafshu v'nebach l'shecher. There's some Bali Tshuva able to completely change every little thing about themselves, Tzadik and Gemurim, and every area of Mamash changed completely. And there's some that maybe with a little, with this Oris change one little part about themselves, one little area. And therefore Rabbi Akiva quoted both Pesukim to teach us, if you're not able to do tshuva and a mikvah and change every little thing about yourself, al yisyayish. There's your Rav Nachman. Al yisyayish. Don't have yish. Don't have yish. Don't be in despair. V'yishtadel lios al kalponim bal tshuva mevedrega shnia bevchinat hazah. At least you could still be a Baal Tshuva of a Hazah of one little area. We'll stop there inside. So you hear the Torah of Rapam. And the Torah of Rapam is teaching us, Mamish, what it means to become a Baal Tshuva, which all of us have a chiyuv to do these days, as we learn from Mevtorsky. And all of us are getting the fear of the shofar, and these are our days to be misalik all that damim. But don't think there's only, I have to jump in a mikvah and change everything about ourselves with some sort of tefasta merubah or tefasta. But at the very least, every one of us needs to be a Baal Tshuva. And when we look at Rabbeinu Shalom on Yom HaDin or Rosh Hashanah, say, this area I've changed over the last few days. And this area I'm going to change over the next few days, and it's going to stay, and it's going to be real. One little thing, this thing I'm going to change in. And I'm just going to focus on it, starting now, and through Rosh Hashanah, and Shemay Tshuva, and think about more and more Gedar, more and more ways, this area is going to be real. And it's one area, but I'm a Baal Tshuva. I've changed, I've done something. Each and every one of us. Misalekes Adam that way. Get rid of that one type, that one small thing, whatever it might be. And I'm a Baal Tshuva. Ah, what a Torah. Chaver, we're getting ready. We're getting ready, Mamish, for big days. We're getting ready for big days. We're getting ready for big days, and each and every one of us needs to grab onto these days and make them real. I'll tell you something. Tell you something, I had a had a week, Mamish, this past week was a week, a lot of simcha, a lot of incredible simcha, starting the beginning of the week with Aaron David. Baruch Hashem, big simcha, was a very important member of this year. Baruch Hashem.
He was
a very important member of this year. He'll still be here, hopefully, at least till Rosh Chodesh Adar. And we became a chassan, and that was a big simcha already starting in the beginning of the week on Sunday. And on the big simcha Tuesday night, a very special talmud, Shimi Hirsch, is chassan. And tonight, as we mentioned before, Moshe David's chassan, a lot of simchas. But I also dealt with a lot of difficult things this week, which I can't really talk about. I don't want to talk about. I want to still put this in Yom Torah, and it's not even things to talk about. But daily, I can't even... You know, okay, the chaver stays after shir, you know what I'm talking about. Without names, of course, but... It was a very difficult week. A lot of people suffering in a lot of real ways, whether it's with addiction, or whether with infertility, or whether in trouble with the law. A lot of people suffering in very, very, very real ways. Very difficult ways. But you know what? We're coming upon Rosh Hashanah. We're coming upon Rosh Hashanah. Now's the time to look and say, I'm going to do tshuva. I'm going to change. I'm going to work on myself. I'm going to grow. And the Rabbanu Shlomo will see if at least in one way it's real, like we learned from Avpam. So if we're nepach, midah k'gemidah, Kodesh Baruch Hu be nepach all miyagun l'simcha. Nepach all that need yeshuos and refuos in all areas. And each and every one of us will be zoicha to ksivich simetoyva, a gugman zhor, a year of simcha, a year of bracha, a year of geula, a yeshua, and here be amen.
Amen, amen.